burn bright, burn out. But now you made me wanna live forever. All that money, gonna give it up for you. Nothing ever get me high like you do. Some way, somehow, you and I, we're gonna live forever. Forever. You and I, we're gonna live forever. Some way, somehow, you and I, we're gonna live forever. The party's over, let the good times roll. But we're still gonna lose control. Lose my mind getting high on you, high on you. The party's over, let the good times roll. But we're still gonna lose control. Lose my mind getting high on you. You and I, we're gonna live forever.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
In your news headlines, authorities in China have ordered everyone returning to the capital, Beijing, to go into quarantine for 14 days or risk punishment. This is the latest attempt to curb the spread of the deadly coronavirus. And Eskom has upgraded load shedding to stage 3 for the remainder of the weekend until 5 a.m. on Monday. The power utility has lost additional generating capacity on the grid, which has caused severe constraints. Full details with me at 9.
Well, straight to live Super Rugby action. The Sharks playing the Hurricanes at the moment. The score there is 7-3 in favour of the Sharks. That's after 21 minutes of action. And earlier this morning, the Sunwolves were beat at home against the Chiefs. 43-17 was the scoreline there. And the Brumbies play the Highlanders later this morning at 10:15. And the day wraps up this afternoon when the Lions host the Stormers at 3:05. And last night saw the opening round of the Varsity Shield. WSU beat CPUT away from home, 22-12. Madiba smashed UKZN 26 points to 5, while TUT narrowly beat Rhodes University 7-3. And to the team T20 International between the Proteas and England in Durban last night, an unbeaten 47 by Ben Stokes helped England to 204 for 7 in their 20 overs in the middle. South Africa's reply started very well with captain Quinton de Kock scoring 22 of 65. Rassie van der Dussen's unbeaten 43 wasn't enough. In the end, as England levelled the T20 series after their two-run win last night.